They had studied maps and routes which were available at the time, and had no doubt about the hardships and rough travel which awaited them. He passed through several darkened chambers piled with many boxes of relics from the Sudan, some of which were partly unpacked and lay unarranged along the walls. At night, there were beacons. There were horns and bells and remarkable shafts of light. She carried with her a small map, drawn by hand, undecorated, a series of lines foretelling the hardships and rough travel which awaited her. All I knew was that in one of the drawers, the delight of my childhood, along with the attar of roses and fragrant wonders from Hindustan, there were letters carefully treasured from a queen who lived in tents. At night, there was desert. There were horns and bells and remarkable shafts of light. All these maps were ephemeral, and for a single occasion, and not meant to last. Memories of the hardships and rough travel which had abated now. He saw queer weapons, stuffed birds, horns of all sorts of antelopes and rhinoceroses, implements of Sudanese people which lay piled on one another. At night, these were maps to exotic places. There were horns and bells and remarkable shafts of light. The hot, dry desert winds had left their indelible mark, effacing the hardships and rough travel which awaited her. A corpse was the only inhabitant of the palace, and the isolation from her kind which she had sought so long was indeed complete. At night, there was the smell of jasmine. There were horns and bells and remarkable shafts of light. She went about the world as she went about the streets of Vienna, anticipating the hardships and rough travel which awaited her. In Sumatra, on one occasion, she found herself surrounded by a tribe of savages. At night, there were premonitions. There were horns and bells and remarkable shafts of light. The exact duplication of a place or area is obviously futile, yet hardships and rough travel still awaited her. She learned to speak Tamacheq, the language of the Tuareg, and settled down in earnest to her hobby of photography. At night, these layers of history merge. There are horns and bells and remarkable shouts. There was chaos in the camp. People were screaming. There were further shots until it seemed that half the caravan were killed. Did Alexine die quickly, thinking of the hardships and rough travel which had abated now? There is something in the nature of travel to stimulate rather than satisfy the appetite. At night, there was nothing. There were horns and bells and remarkable shafts of light.
Don't be a fool.